The difference a teacher can make. Anonymous. Steve, a 12-year-old boy with alcoholic parents, was about to be lost forever by the U.S. education system. Remarkably, he could read, yet, in spite of his reading skills, Steve was failing. He had been failing since first grade, as he was passed on from grade to grade. Steve was a big boy, looking more like a teenager than a 12-year-old, yet Steve went unnoticed until Miss White. Miss White was a smiling, young, beautiful redhead, and Steve was in love. For the first time in his young life, he couldn't take his eyes off his teacher. Yet, still he failed. He never did his homework, and he was always in trouble with Miss White. His heart would break under her sharp words, and when he was punished for failing to turn in his homework, he felt just miserable. Still, he did not study. In the middle of the first semester of school, the entire seventh grade was tested for basic skills. Steve hurried through his tests and continued to dream of other things as the day wore on. His heart was not in school, but in the woods, where he often escaped alone, trying to shut out the sights, sounds, and smells of his alcoholic home. No one checked on him to see if he was safe. No one knew he was gone, because no one was sober enough to care. Oddly, Steve never missed a day of school. One day, Miss White's impatient voice broke into his daydreams.
"Steve!"
Startled, he turned to look at her.
"Pay attention!"
Steve locked his gaze on Miss White with adolescent adoration as she began to go over the test results for the seventh grade.
"You all did pretty well," she told the class, "except for one boy, and it breaks my heart to tell you this, but..."
She hesitated, pinning Steve to his seat with a sharp stare, her eyes searching his face.
"The smartest boy in the seventh grade is failing my class."
She just stared at Steve as the class spun around for a good look. Steve dropped his eyes and carefully examined his fingertips. After that, it was war. Steve still wouldn't do his homework. Even as the punishments became more severe, he remained stubborn.